MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 21, 2025. Gloucester, Newburyport mayors give city updates. The crew is saved from a sinking fishing vessel. Sun and clouds today, low 20s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:35 p.m. Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga has decided to give four in-person State of the City presentations in various parts of Gloucester during the coming weeks. Verga plans to provide updates on major projects and key initiatives such as city infrastructure, the American Rescue Plan Act funding spending, and progress on sustainable and coastal resilience efforts, according to a statement from the mayor's office. He also plans to address the changing financial landscape and goals for the year ahead. Residents may attend and bring questions for Verga during the following Q&A sessions. The schedule of presentations, each happening on a Thursday evening, is on January 30 from 6 to 7 at Gloucester High School, February 6, 6 to 7 at Rose Baker Senior Center, February 13, 7 to 8 p.m. at the Beeman Elementary School, and on February 20, 7 to 8 p.m. at the West Parish Elementary School. In the most recent edition of his Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon recaps recent school committee and city council elections. He congratulates school committee member Juliet Walker on being named the new vice chair and Ed Cameron for being elected for a second term as the city council president. And he also acknowledges and thanks former Vice Chair Sarah Hall on a job well done.
What should we talk about? We've got a lot going on. First, we had our first city council meeting of the year on Monday. And then the Monday prior to that, we had our first school committee meeting. So first, I want to say congratulations to our new Vice Chair of the school committee, Juliet Walker. Juliet Walker is just in her third year, just starting her third year on the school committee, and she's a wonderful member of that committee, so I think she's a great choice to kind of take over at vice chair. And she took over for Sarah Hall, so I want to say, Sarah, thank you so much for all you did as vice chair. You know, Sarah got elected to the school committee the same year I got elected to mayor, and she jumped right into that vice chair's role cold. You know, she wasn't on the committee beforehand, and so that's not easy to do. So again, I credit Sarah for 2 great years as vice chair, and then again turning it over to her colleague Juliet Walker, who I know is going to do a great job. Now on the city council side, they elected their leadership this past Monday. Ed Cameron was re-elected as city council president, so congratulations, President Cameron. They also released their committees for the year, and the committees didn't change a whole lot. There was just one little change on the budget and finance and planning and development committee. So besides that, they're staying pretty consistent, which is typical, like midterm, right? Because this year, just like myself, all the city council is up for re-election in November. So it's great that's set. They set up their meeting schedule. Again, they're having fewer meetings this year, so we're going to see how that works out. You know, again, there's a lot of work that we bring or that comes through city council that has like a cadence to it and has to go through so many different steps of the process to get either approved or moved on or on the council. So it'll be interesting to see how that works with less meetings. But you know, that's going to be on us as an administration to be really thoughtful about how we're sending things into council, making sure they have enough time to review it, go through the process, ask the right questions, but also not hold up progress and you know, things that we're trying to do. So.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell, is leading a group of Democrats calling on Congress to uphold key provisions of a federal law that's providing hundreds of million dollars to states for clean energy technology. In a letter to House and Senate leaders, Campbell and 16 other Democratic attorneys general call on them to preserve key provisions of the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, including tax incentives that have spurred the creation of new businesses and jobs in key industries. Republican President Donald Trump has signaled that he intends to cut IRA spending and to roll back many of President Biden's climate and energy policies. In the Salem News, Caroline Enos is reporting that Peabody Police Department has lost its accreditation from the Massachusetts Police Accreditation Commission, but it is in good standing otherwise and on its way to gaining the status back, according to the organization. The department did not properly file documentation of compliance with all new procedures and policies of the nonprofit MPAC, an optional accreditation program for police departments in the state. And WFXT-TV is reporting it was a race to the rescue for U.S. Coast Guard officials and Good Samaritans when a fishing vessel began sinking on Friday. According to authorities, the crew of the Miss Sandy issued a Mayday call 7 nautical miles off Gloucester Harbor when the boat began flooding rapidly with 4 to 5 feet of water in the engine room. Exhaust fumes also started filling the space, making the situation even more dangerous. Within 30 minutes, officials say the Coast Guard cutter William Chadwick, along with the local partners and Good Samaritans, were on scene, fighting to save the boat and its crew, and the crew of the Miss Sandy was safely rescued. No injuries were reported. In sports, the Essex Tech boys hockey team topped Bishop Fenwick yesterday 4-0 to improve to 10-1-1. Triton beat Beverly 5-1. Over the weekend, Beverly beat Gloucester 7-5, a come-from-behind win as the Panthers notched 5 straight goals in that victory. In girls hockey from yesterday, the Peabody Linfield North Reading co-op team beat Falmouth 2-1. Alexa Peppa got the game-winning goal. Tonight, there are numerous boys and girls basketball games on the schedule. The Bruins and Celtics were both in action yesterday. The Bruins beat the Sharks. The Celtics crushed the Warriors. Both teams are off tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.